Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting eighth. The DH, Alejandro Sanchez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins moves to third. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Shelby chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wiggins. Wiggins fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wiggins. Gibson scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. Lemon moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops it up and throws to first, with Behringer covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berenguer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Berenguer. Shelby moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby strikes out. One out. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berenguer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brookins. Rayford moves to third. Shelby moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pardo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby who is chasing the ball. Garby reaches third base with a triple. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Bill Scherer now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon catches it and throws to Trammell who relays to Whitaker to double up Young. Murray tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Darrell Evans now playing first base. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Hernandez pinch hits for Al Pardo. Leo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. It's 6-4, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Alejandro Sanchez. Rick Dempsey now catching. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Don Oss now pitching. Nelson Simmons pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. Doug Baker pinch runs for Nelson Simmons. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.